I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More than half of Sudan's 12 million displaced people are women and girls. They're suffering horrific gender-based violence from both sides of the nation's civil war. Ed Weaver with Spoken Worldwide says their scripture-based workshops this year intend to bring the love of Jesus home to these women.
When you begin to show them the value of women in scripture, they're going, wait a minute. So I've been looked down upon. I haven't had educational opportunities. And you're saying I can be contributing to the kingdom of God. I can be valued as an individual. And this is such an eye-opener for these women. It breaks through some barriers to the gospel that have existed in the past.
Pray many women will understand God's love and value for them. And despite the decline of migrant encounters at the U.S.-Mexico border, many are still trying to enter the U.S. illegally. Jason Wolford, who leads Mission Cry, says their team faithfully brings the gospel to the border.
Just what we're seeing and the encouragement that we're hearing from our people on the ground is nothing short of a miracle.
He recounts the story of a Honduran man planning to cross the border when the team shared the gospel with him. Instead, he decided to return to his country and become an evangelist. A Venezuelan man left his family to pursue a better future. Wolford recalls,
our team was able to minister to him and remind him that his first responsibility was to God and the second to his wife and his children.
Mission Cry partners have found ways to get study resources into their hands, including Spanish Bibles, and the requests keep pouring in. If you have Bibles or Christian books that can be repurposed, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.